great to have the whole gang back together.
Is it? I'm not gonna lie, it's kind of peaceful.
I have to tell you, you know how I tried to trade Ashton?
Yes.
If he had brought in those cookies that he made this weekend, no questions asked, he does not get traded.
I have some here, don't worry.
Ooh.
See, that changes things. I am very bribable when it comes to baked goods.
How about your mother's chocolate? When is that coming?
Is this
in?
Not extortion? She's now threatening if you don't give cookies, she's going to trade you?
I accept.
It is extortion.
Yeah, I accept that.
Would you bring back the New York attitude with you here when you're coming back here or what?
He brought in cookies. Yeah. I brought in the Long Island attitude. It's Jen, Gabe, and Chewy. Thanks for hanging out with us, guys. We've been taking your calls and talking texts all morning long, 800-990-3776. Lots of folks weighing in on the Grayson Allen situation because, again, look, this goes back to what I said about Matt LaFleur a little bit before. I actually do want to give the Bucks the benefit of the doubt, right? Like, the Bucks brass put together this roster that obviously won them an NBA title, which Gabe contends we are not celebrating enough. Go ahead and weigh in on that on the ESPN Milwaukee Twitter account. Gabe, your explanation for that is what?
I mean, other than the first time the Bucks won a championship in 50 years, and then 2 days later, we're just supposed to move on? No, the Bucks won a championship. This needs to be celebrated. Heck, somebody had tweeted at me, we still celebrate the 1982 Brewers. They did not even win a championship. And we still celebrate the 82 Brewers. Granted, I mean, a couple of Hall of Famers, cool. Guess what the Bucks did? They won a title. Championship.
Well, they're probably all gone, number one. Right? Is Giannis back in Greece?
Yes.
He's back in
Greece. And Drew was in Tokyo, and Chris was in Tokyo. Bobby was here. Remember, he was at WWE last weekend.
I'm sure the Packers are going to do something. Right? Probably even the Brewers are going to do something.
They should.
Are you much of a party planner, Gabe?
No, I'm a party goer.
Well, somebody needs to plan a party.
Or we just keep partying. Party doesn't stop.
Don't you need a party to party?
No. You can be a one-man party. Get a couple 40s, start
rocking.
What's
stopping you
from
being the one-man Bucks party then?
What? I'm going to start doing it. I'm going to start wandering downtown.
Well, you just had a week off.
Yeah, well, we're about to take some more off.
Maybe that's what he was doing the whole time. The entire time he was just celebrating the Bucks victory, were you?
I mean, partially, yeah.
Sounds like you want to believe in what you're saying, which is that we should be continuing the Bucks celebration, which I think there's a lot of people who would get on board with you in theory. But in practicality, it is hard to maintain a party. Again, somebody used the name Ovechkin. It is hard to Ovechkin your way through the year.
I got to tell you what. Here's why it's hard to throw a party. I got a couple wet blankets over here just trying to kill my vibe, trying to kill the party vibe over here. Oh, you can't party all the time. Oh, it's football season. That's what we're looking at. At least I got Ashy until he gets traded by Jen.
I'm being patient because I turn on...
It's pending. It's pending.
I turn on SportsCenter every morning at 6 o'clock, right, Gabe?
Yep.
I don't want to see basketball. I'm done. You're done. Move on.
No,
I want to see training camp after training camp after training camp. I want to see college training camps. I'd like to see maybe one high school training camp.
I'm not saying ESPN needs to be covering the Bucks winning. Like, you've got other things to move on to. I'm saying here in the city of Milwaukee, the state of Wisconsin, we need to celebrate.
It happened
That's
again.
What you get.
It it's happened
called,
again.
It is called karma.
Is it possible that this microphone just fell off again?
I mean,
right into my hand.
With your aggressive
right
today.
Into my hand.
The way you're coming in hot today at the mic, yeah, I can see it.
This is unbelievable. I can't work in these conditions. I'm going back to big ESPN.
There's
at least there the microphones work. Oh. And people bring cookies.
Did they really bring cookies?
No, I'm just
saying
that. I
did bring cookies.
We've got cookies here.
You're scaring Ashton.
This is ridiculous, you guys. I cannot get this microphone back into its holder.
Like, are the Badgers in camp right now?
Football?
Yes.
Yes.
I'd like to know about it.
You can read about it.
She's out.
She's...
She's like,
I had
angry
it attached and it fell again, you guys. I had it attached. I got ready to yell at him about the Badgers. You do a sports talk radio show. If you want to talk about the Badgers, you want to know about the Badgers, why don't we talk about the Badgers?
Because what's rule number one with Chewy? He's got
I
a
don't
lot of rules.
Block.
There we go.
Now I'm going to tighten this thing. And if it doesn't stay up for the rest of the show, I'm going to make some veiled idle threats.
Are we still doing phrasing?
I am just picturing Dario going, I hear that conversation at home a lot.
I missed it.
I'm detaching that thing. That thing is gone. I'm out of here.
I was going to, you said it was something about tightening and staying up.
Yeah.
This thing.
I am tightening this thing, and if it doesn't stay up.
Oh, my God. You are mean.
Yeah, I don't Gabe, really I'd like think to know. That I I'd am like to mean. Know.
I mean, merch was the greatest thing since sliced bread a year ago.
Yeah.
Now people are a little off him. Where's he at right now?
Hey, do some homework. Read up on it.
I don't block.
You got the internet right there at your fingertips, big guy. That's it. I'm off. I'm on one today. The fact that the microphone
today.
Fell three times this microphone has fallen into my lap.
Man, she's yelling at Chewy.
All
block.
I wanted to do was tell so people
you
about
having,
Grace
are you
and
having
Alex.
Flashbacks?
If sugar makes me mad and I turn into the Hulk? What the hell did you eat for breakfast? Holy smokes.
Nails. Huh?
Yeah.
Are you having flashbacks now to training camp yourself? Jen's yelling at you to block.
I know.
You having flashbacks? Holmgren just yelling at you?
Yeah.
Getting a little scared over there?
Okay, stop talking. 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. I wanted to get to some of these Grayson Allen comments because we were asking people if it will be easy for you to embrace Grayson Allen, even though he, you know, the Badgers team a few years back. Let's see, who's this? Ashton in Sheboygan says, Grayson is a phenomenal fit on the court. We gave up virtually nothing. Merrill wasn't an NBA player. That doesn't change that I want to punch him in the face. Has less to do with him beating the Badgers and more to do with him tripping and kicking his way through the NBA. He also adds to the Bucks can jump crew. From Ashton in Sheboygan. Sounds like Ashton isn't convinced. Sounds like Ashton is kind of jumping back and forth on either side of that fence. He's a phenomenal fit on the course, but I want to punch him in the face.
So what's his role?
So he right now will be... Right now he's insurance in case Dante can't start the season with his foot injury. So he would probably slide in the starting lineup as that two.
So on a scale of 1 to 10, Dante's a 7. What is Grayson Allen?
6.
Yeah, I mean, he's a 40%
so
three-point shooter.
Player.
Yeah, yeah. He shoots 40% from three, which, again, with this team, like that's if you can add more shooters, great.
He's got athleticism. He can play some defense on the perimeter. I mean, he's not PJ defensively, because PJ can play a number of different positions defensively. Grayson certainly can't fill that role, but the Bucks are just going to be a smaller team next year with no PJ.
Ryan and McGuanago weighing in saying, Duke sucks. Ryan is having a Jen kind of morning.
I mean... You got to respect that anytime you hear it, right? I mean, no.
Ron in the key weighing in saying, Grayson looks like Brian D. and Tommy Olsen if they had a little brother. Brian D. and Tommy Olsen are teammates here at Good Karma Brands. I don't think a lot of people know.
That is such an inside joke.
I know. And I don't think a lot of people know what Tommy Olsen looks like, but I think people know what Brian D. looks like.
Do people know what we look like? I mean, there's pictures out there, clearly,
I am on television,
Speaking
Gabe,
of,
for the love of God.
Here we go.